This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Ever since Seth MacFarlane hosted the Oscars, he became known to people in more than just voice form. Probably the finest voice actor of his generation. He became well known for his show The Family Guy, which people seem to love, and is, by all accounts, hysterical in 3 to 5 second segments. The problem with Seth MacFarlane's humor is that he's witty, but he's not funny. He has the ability to make incredibly hysterical references and has great punchlines, but he has zero charisma. He has no ability to build character. He doesn't have any desire to have his characters be anything more than cardboard cutouts. They may as well be animated characters. His movie Ted, which featured Mark Wahlberg and a stuffed animal, worked because the stuffed animal was little more than an animated character himself. And in animation, you can get away with things that make zero sense and have no continuity, because the only really animated show that of comedy that works over time, which is The Simpsons, works so well because its characters have carried over from season to season a tremendous amount of likability. Likability is not something that Seth MacFarlane does. His Oscar hosting job pretty much consistent with his overall jokes. There's a lot of jokes about anal sex among prostitutes and things that, like that. Blazing Saddles was funny. It had fart jokes. There's a something about when you go as crass as Seth MacFarlane does with his humor that you turn people off. It's a good line in the genuinely funny movie Neighbors when the James Franco's brother's character, who's upset as a child is divorced, says, you know, I don't like when people get split up. It bothers me. And then the other character, Zach, played by Zac Efron, says, well, my parents love each other, and I think it's hysterical. And there's something about comedians, true comedians, that have a tortured soul, and they're unhappy, and at their core, they work through that anguish and pain with humor and neuroses and in the interplay. And there's something about the people who have comedians who have nice upbringings, by all accounts, their humor is just plain mean. Seth MacFarlane, just plain mean, kind of a bully in his movie. Not funny. It's a waste of actors.